What would you like to hear?
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:11, and good morning, everybody. Broadcasting from the Billups Center studio, medicine that matters to men, online at thebillupscenter.com. It's the Wake Up Crew. That's right, the Wake Up Crew. John, Dalton, and Brian. And guess what, fellas?
What is that?
It's Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday.
It's the end of the week. Time to freak. Been working real hard. Losing sleep. Collect my pay. Time to play. Let's all say, hey.
It's Friday.
And we are live here, Friday. Always a great day.
It's Friday.
Weather temperatures are pretty decent. You can get a little rain over the weekend.
For summer, I said for summertime. For wintertime,
yeah,
very nice.
Pretty nice.
Now,
I don't know that I've worn a really heavy coat. I think March was probably colder than the winter's been. You know, we had some softball games that were pretty cold.
Oh, yeah.
You know? But not
sure
too bad.
Sure it'll be that way again.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. And welcome to 2020. We're right in the heart of it now. There's no looking back. We can't change the clock. It's January 10th, and we're here. And I've got some...
You seem excited.
We're
here.
I'm more excited than you two. You're just looking at me.
Well, I'm just...
Sometimes, folks, I feel like I'm doing the show by myself. Well, I really do.
I can tell you're about to drop a knowledge bomb.
I am.
And I'm just waiting.
And I didn't know really how to segue in it, but it's a kind of a serious nature.
A knowledge bomb? Hit us with it.
Well, the seriousness just went out the window on that. This is kind of a serious issue. Delta workers, you know, Delta workers, their airplane.
Yes.
You know, okay.
Ah,
yes.
Okay.
I just want to make sure you're still awake. Wake up over there.
Worked in the Delta of,
yeah. Yeah, wake up. Yes. Come on.
I was thinking faucets, but okay.
Drink some coffee, both of you. Delta workers say Lands' End uniforms are making them sick.
Oh, no.
They've got new uniforms, and it's making them have difficulty breathing. They are fatigued, and some rashes have appeared.
That's
on
the
people.
Same thing that happens to me when I come up here.
Would you like to explain yourself?
No, I was just making a joke.
Oh.
Makes me sick.
Boy, that one really
rashes.
Fell in there good, didn't
that,
it?
That was a joke? Oh, okay. Well, the uniforms claim to be waterproof, anti-static, deodorizing, wrinkle-free. Mm. Now, that's a lot to ask of a uniform. You know, it smells good, anti-static, wrinkle-free, waterproof. You can splash water on you, and hey, I've got a waterproof uniform on.
But
you're going to throw up. So I guess when you throw up on yourself, it'll just run right off because it's waterproof.
Not going to do very well for you. But they say the chemicals are making them sick.
I would imagine.
Now, this happened about 3 years ago at another company that was kind of doing the same thing. So whatever the chemicals, and you know, it's hard to believe that we put chemicals in our clothes. Okay. Well, I mean, it's hard to believe for me anyway.
Well, I was trying to get in my chair.
Yeah, I noticed you were like...
My chair was amazed.
I was waiting for you to make a point, and then you started bouncing up and down.
The new clothing, synthetic clothing, you know, like cotton is being replaced by a lot of synthetic clothing and athletic wear. I saw a news piece not too long ago about... You know, gym clothes are made out of polyester, and they can hold smells and bacteria and that kind of thing.
I noticed that in here.
But washing them is a challenge. And these new washing machines, like our washing machine at home, doesn't have the agitator in it like the old days. It just spins it. You know, it's supposed to use less water and all of it. Somewhere along the line with these new clothes, it's not getting them as clean. And so your clothes are dirtier, too. So,
well, one thing I notice about pants, men's pants. Now, I'm an old guy, so I have a hard time finding pants that are just, like, made of cotton.
Yeah.
You know, like something that used to be. And it's kind of everything's made of the stretchy material. And, like, blue jeans particularly.
Yes.
You know, if you have athletic fit, you have relaxed fit. But, man, some of those jeans are... Do you have on a pair of stretch jeans this morning?
Yes, mine are a little stretchy.
And are they comfortable?
Yeah, I like them.
Okay.
I like my pants to stretch, especially khakis.
Okay.
I think khakis have to stretch.
I mean, I don't know. Are we going too far with clothing? I don't know. I mean, it could be.
I put elastic in my blue jeans.
I think it is. It's interesting to think about all the things that go into making clothes nowadays.
Well, it's something else. But it's 6:17. We got to take a look at the weather here, and NBC Sports coming up also here on the Wake Up Crew.
Good morning, guys. We'll see a wind advisory go into effect late tonight. Cloudy for today. Showers in the area, mainly towards and into the afternoon. Highs top out near 69 degrees. South winds will be breezy, 10 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, chance for more showers. Storms also possible. Temperatures hold steady for the most part across the region. South-southeast winds will stay breezy, 10 to 20. Higher gusts again possible. And then more showers and storms Saturday. Some of these could be severe. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now it's 60.
Erectile dysfunction is the check engine light of the male body. It is often a symptom of a larger medical problem. The only way to get rid of it is to address the underlying cause. Call the Billups Center and schedule a medical consultation today.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men.
Okay, Blue Raider fans, if it's Middle Tennessee gear you want, nobody, I mean nobody, has more selection than Raider Tees. If you can wear it, they have it in the blue and white of your Blue Raiders. In all sizes, from babies to the most mature Middle Tennessee fans. Hats, polos, shirts, sweats, and more. Looking for a special gift? You'll want to check out their selection of metal wall art and framed art pieces at Raider Tees. They're located at 910 Ridgely Road, just off Broad, behind Chewy's.
Hi, I'm Wade Hayes, owner of Toots, Good Food and Fun. I strongly believe that volunteers make a positive difference in the quality of life here in our community.
Peggy Harrell volunteers both in the office at Greenhouse Ministries as well as at their Garden Patch thrift store. Peggy is described as a soft-spoken lady with a serving heart. She is flexible and willing to take on any assigned task with joy. The folk at Greenhouse Ministries say that they're blessed to have Peggy Harrell volunteer on their team. Thank you, Peggy Harrell.
At Toots, we strongly believe that it's important for every one of our citizens to give some of their time and talent back into the community. And we want to honor these individuals with a Toots gift certificate good at any of our Rutherford County locations.
860 Northwest Broad Street, on Church Street in the Barfield area, in Smyrna on Sam Ridley, and Toots West on Franklin Road at Rucker Lane.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro. Here's what some of the residents of Stones River Manor have to say.
I'm a minister and I've been in a lot of homes, but I've never been in one like this one.
Where were you a pastor?
Well, I've lived in Indiana, Michigan, Kentucky, and several places in Tennessee.
Now, I see you've got some Mickey Mouse ears over there on your lamp. What is that about?
Well, some of the family went to Disney World.
When your grandkids and family come up here, do they feel just as welcome as you do?
Do I come right in here? Sure do.
Stones River Manor on Haynes Drive. Technology for your home's heating and air system, the Dike and Fit from Precision Air. It's quiet, takes up less space, and uses less power. Chances are, even if you had a unit installed in the last few years, you can still save money by switching to the Dike and Fit. Precision Air. Online at precisionairtn.com.
Your NBC Sports Radio update starts now.
I'm John Stanshower. Russell Westbrook back at his old stomping ground of Oklahoma City last night. Spent 11 years with the Thunder, won an MVP, got traded to Houston, got a big ovation from the OKC fans, and played well, scored 34 points. But Oklahoma City has now won 11 of the last 13, beat the Rockets easily, 113-92. Giants fans got a look at Joe Judge yesterday. Had to like what they saw and heard from the new coach.
And what that means is everybody comes to work every day, regardless of how they feel, and puts the team first, period. Whatever you have going on outside the building, you're sick, you're a little bit of pain, you're discomfort, you're upset, you're mad, you put all that aside. Come in, you put the team first. We're going to ask our players at times to do things that necessarily may not be what they have in mind for themselves. But if it's best for the team, they have to be willing to go forward with it, because that's what a winning culture is.
He clearly will bring an intensity to the job not seen from a Giants coach since Tom Coughlin's departure. Time will tell how good a coach will be. Giants 12-42. over the last three seasons. Meanwhile, playoffs resume tomorrow. The six seeds taking on the top seeds. The Vikings off the overtime win at New Orleans face the 49ers. It's the Niners' first playoff game in 6 years. The Titans, who upset the Patriots, are now in Baltimore, and the Ravens have won 12 games in a row. There will be five Heisman Trophy winners in uniform for this game. No six seed has advanced to the conference championship since 2010 when both the Packers and Jets did it. College football, Mississippi State's new coach is Mike Leach. Spent 10 years with Texas Tech, then 8 at Washington State, and has always won all but two of his seasons. He has led his team to a bowl game. Tim Tebow not giving up on his dream of playing Major League Baseball despite being 32 years old and a 163 batting average at AAA last year. He'll be a non-roster invitee to Mets spring training. Progressive Insurance, protecting small businesses with specialized coverages for commercial vehicles. More at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
This is News Radio WGNS, primetime sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day. We are located on Medical Center Parkway, just across the street from the hospital. If you've been injured, call us for a free consultation at 867-9900.
622 Sports Update here on this Friday morning, and a big sports weekend is ahead. Starting tonight with State Farm Prep Basketball, Laverne at Siegel, 550 airtime right after All Sports Talk. Tomorrow morning, it's the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coaches Corner, fueled by Donut Country and Chick-fil-A. Girls basketball coaches between 8 and 11 o'clock. Then we have Lady Raider basketball as they host Western Kentucky at 1:30. The men will follow at Western at 4:30. And also on our website, web stream, and you can listen on our app as well, WGNSradio.com. Blackman at Riverdale, State Farm Prep Basketball tomorrow. So a big weekend ahead here on News Radio WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Thank you, Brian. And guess what time it is this morning?
What time would that be?
It's time for the real fact.
And a real fact indeed.
With a ding.
Yes.
Ding. Ding dong.
Did you know?
Yes, it is. With a ding dong.
That was mean.
Oh.
I'm not going to do it now.
It's going to be a long segment.
Did you know that there are more twins being born today than ever before throughout all of history?
Why is that, Dalton?
Well, scientists think that it's now up to 3.3%. In 1995, it was less than 2.5%, so it keeps going up. Scientists think it's due to the fact that older women tend to have more twins, and women are choosing to start their families later in life. So that's what they think is the cause for that uptick in twins.
People you know depend on Dr. Sean Lancaster.
I think I lost most of my hearing in my left ear from driving in traffic with the window down in my car.
Sharpshooter Terry Webb.
People you know depend on Dr. Sean Lancaster.
Did it change your life?
I was able to hear again. There's a TV device that I absolutely love. I can control my volume without affecting anybody else in the room.
Hear better. See Dr. Sean Lancaster, 608 East Clark Boulevard.
It's simple. If you want to drive in Tennessee, the law requires financial responsibility. You cannot afford to drive uninsured. The state of Tennessee now has a new system that can actually verify your vehicle's coverage. Without insurance, you could pay fines and even lose the right to drive your car. Be responsible. Drive insured, Tennessee.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Department of Revenue in cooperation with the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters and this station.
You never know. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank. I would like to thank Catherine Bindley for her Wall Street Journal piece on people who hoard old cables, because now I realize I'm not alone. She seems to find it odd that people still keep the USB cords and the HDMI cords and the lightning cables for the equipment they no longer have. But there's a reason, which is they're all perfectly good cords. Some of them are still in the original packages. Not only do I have dozens of computer cords, I keep the old pre-computer cords too, like the landline phone cords, in case I need to connect this baby up. Come over here, you beautiful thing. Here you go. Still works. I keep my landline so I can answer those early morning phone calls from that woman who thinks I speak Chinese. And the reason I keep all this stuff is, number one, you don't throw out stuff that's perfectly good. And number two, I don't trust this idea of having all my data flying unrestrained through the air. When some enemy jams all the Wi-Fi channels, we're going to have to connect things with wires again. And when that day comes, I'm ready. With my unhackable phone, Hi8 camcorder, Radio Shack intercom system, and one dead Jibo desktop robot.
To be honest, I'm not even sure I'm here right now.
Back in your grave, Jibo. Your time will come. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.
Why settle for average? With Capital One, you can open an account with a savings rate five times the national average. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet? Capital One N.A., member FDIC.
Eye on the White House.
Before the House voted on a war powers resolution aiming to restrict future military action against Iran, the president insisted he doesn't need congressional authorization to order strikes.
You shouldn't have to be able because you have to make split-second decisions sometimes.
The president's allies say even if the House passed measure had the Senate support, it would have no force of law. Mr. Trump raised eyebrows with this revelation about the strike that killed Qasem Soleimani.
We did it because they were looking to blow up our embassy. We also did it for other reasons that were very obvious,
including the deaths of U.S. service members from bombs engineered by Iran. Eye on the White House, I'm Stephen Portnoy, CBS News.
You have enough things to worry about every day. Insurance shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. See how much you could save at libertymutual.com.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
I kept waiting for them to sing. Didn't you?
I did too, yeah.
I'm sorry.
We've had so much music of late.
Yeah, 627 here on the Wake Up Crew, broadcasting from the Billups Center studio, medicine that matters to men, online at thebillupscenter.com. It is Friday, January 10th. We love Fridays.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
He likes his little snippets.
Yeah, he does.
It's Friday.
You know, we had We had Elvis Day the other day.
Yes, we did.
Uh-huh. There's a song that goes with spring, you know, because spring, we're going to start the spring countdown.
Oh, are we already?
Yeah. Well, I thought you liked countdowns. So
there's nothing else to count down to.
We got an Elvis song for it.
Okay.
So to introduce it, we get ready for the official countdown. It's a little early, but we'll get it.
We can start it Monday.
I don't know. That's kind of rushing it. Let's give it till the end of January. What do you think?
And okay,
like
start
February.
In February.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give you, you know.
Well, let's start at Valentine's Day because we'll need a countdown to Valentine's Day too.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true. He's looking at something this morning. He's been doing this all morning.
He's getting ready for his dad joke coming up in like 10 minutes.
I'm doing research.
He's got his book out flipping through.
We're on the air. You know, you're supposed to participate. This is a 3-man team here.
Oh, not in this segment.
Wow. I've got your back, Mr.
Sounds like he's got his feelings hurt to me. Let's go to today in history.
Okay.
Your good neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Beard.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
And with that, let's go to CBS Rewind. Here's Brandon Brooks.
This is CBS Rewind.
1, 2, 3, 4.
January 10th, 1964.
Well, she was just 17.
The release of the first album of Beatles material in America on VJ Records, introducing the Beatles. It included the songs, as well as Love Me Do.
You know I love you.
And this date in 1971.
Good evening.
The PBS debut of Masterpiece Theater.
I'm Alistair Cook.
And January 10th, 1977.
Thank you.
CBS aired the first Circus of the Stars special.
Boys and girls, children of all ages.
There were 18 more over the next 17 years. I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind. Now let's get more Today in History with John.
How many times on this show, probably in this segment, have the Beatles been mentioned, either by me or Brandon? I bet you they're the top
at
name,
least,
aren't they?
At least 7 times.
And probably Elvis is the second most
probably
talked about, you know, just for the albums and the records that they made. Pretty interesting there. That was VJ Records they made their first song on. I think they went to Capitol, and Capitol made a lot of money off
yes
of them. And then they formed their own company, Apple. You know, not Apple, the
right
computer, but Apple Records.
That was
Records
smart of them.
Yeah, Apple Records. And they control all of it.
Because they were making other people a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's look at my day in history. Thomas Paine's Common Sense, published advocating American independence. We had this discussion last year.
We did.
About common sense, and it was kind of set into history that...
Commonsensical.
That somebody in this room had no common sense.
It was made into a promo that was then played until probably 2-3 months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why you're not commenting. You're not saying anything.
No.
Okay.
I refrain.
In 1870, John D. Rockefeller incorporates Standard Oil.
Made him and his family lots and lots of money.
And there's a show.
Oh, he talks.
On AMC called The Sun that deals with the Texas oil rush. And it's based on a book. And it talks about Standard Oil coming into Texas, which was kind of a natural progression, and how much, I guess, some of the struggles that went with that, because there was still a lot of North versus South stuff going on then.
And RCA in 1949 introduces the 45 RPM record that we lovingly call 45s now.
Yes.
And, of course, they had 33 RPM, and I think, what's the other one, 16? And, of course, they had the Vitrola, too, you know, where you wound it up. And
there was big albums, 78s or something.
78s, too. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So that was the first one, I think, that they used. And then they
are thick. They're much thicker.
Really thick. And finally, in 2018, Jeff Bezos becomes the second man worth over $100 billion due to a rise in Amazon's share price. Now, you added a little something to that.
Well, he's him and his wife. Our ex-wife now started Amazon together, and now they're splitting up, and I think she may own half the company, or she just gets half of his money. So he is no longer in that 100 billion range. He's now closer to 50 billion.
So she gets 50 and he gets 50.
Somewhere in there.
So then she's up there now.
Yes.
Oh, they'll be in the unemployment line soon.
That's sad. Yeah. That's sad.
What are they going to do with only $50 billion?
It's sad they divorced. They were in all this together. That's kind of sad.
From the beginning. Want to remind you, now's your chance. Want to remind you about our good neighbor of the day. Chief Michael Bowen is today's good neighbor of the day. He works hard at keeping the city safe, so he's going to receive some flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers, Coffee and Gifts.
A chance for you to call or text in those birthdays and anniversaries for today or the weekend, 615-893-1450. Call or text us now, and around 8 o'clock, we'll give away a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe on the east side of the Murfreesboro Square, 128 North Church Street.
We've got weather, we've got traffic, and we've got good neighbor events. All that coming up here on the Wake Up Crew, 634.
Good morning, guys. We'll see a wind advisory go into effect late tonight. Cloudy for today. Showers in the area, mainly towards and into the afternoon. Highs top out near 69 degrees. South winds will be breezy, 10 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, chance for more showers. Storms also possible. Temperatures hold steady for the most part across the region. South-southeast winds will stay breezy, 10 to 20. Higher gusts again possible. And then more showers and storms Saturday. Some of these could be severe. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now it's 60.
Good morning. Watching traffic volume increase now here on 24, headed up through the Hickory Hollow area as you continue towards Nashville. 41 coming inbound Murfreesboro Pike. That's on the increase, and they're starting to move around quite a bit now. And Smyrna getting onto Sam Ridley there, headed towards the interstate. A Nash Painting, serving families and businesses throughout Middle Tennessee for satisfaction guaranteed interior and cabinet painting. Just call Nash Painting at 615-85-PAINT. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Most men think that ED is an embarrassing issue. ED is really a medical issue and should be treated as such. ED is also a gift. Most people don't get an early warning sign of a heart attack or silently worsening diabetes. For men, ED is often a visual symptom of other underlying medical problems. If you have ED, take the medical approach to treatment. Call the Billups Center today and schedule your appointment. We take health insurance and offer comprehensive care.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
It's Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control, the law offices of John Day, and the Rutherford Home Show, on air Saturdays at noon.
Are you planning to buy or sell a home? Put your confidence and trust in the real estate team at Ann Hoken Associates Keller Williams. Ann's passion for putting the client first has placed her among the top 10 real estate agents in Middle Tennessee. Call 397-4024 and ask Ann how to sell faster and buy smarter.
This is Ann with Ann Hogan Associates, Keller Williams. Call us today at 397-4024 for a remarkable experience with exceptional results.
This is Friday, January the 10th. Time for Good Neighbor Events from News Radio WGNS. Today and tomorrow, the final two opportunities to get those buy one and get one free monthly or yearly passes to SportsCom and the Patterson Community Center. This sale ends at 5 o'clock tomorrow. Don't let it slip away. Give the gift of life today, tomorrow, and Sunday from 7 a.m. until 3 p.m. each of those days at the Murfreesboro Red Cross. Beauty and the Beast continues at 7:30 tonight and tomorrow night and 2 o'clock Saturday and Sunday at the Center for the Arts in Uptown Murfreesboro. Let's talk some local history in the morning. Join your friends from the Rutherford County Historical Society from 9 until noon at the old one-room Ransom Schoolhouse. That's at 717 North Academy Street. It is free, and they'll have a pot of coffee on for you. That's in the morning. A special program to learn about Murfreesboro's three laureates will be this Sunday at 2 at the Patterson Community Center. From News Radio WGNS, those are Good Neighbor Events.
Hi, this is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We're your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World Off-Road on Memorial Boulevard.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Online at tireworld.us.
Erectile dysfunction is the check engine light of the male body. It is often a symptom of a larger medical problem. You can ignore it or mask it, but to get peak performance, you must deal with the underlying cause. And if you continue ignoring the warning signs, you do so at your own risk. There's plenty of ways to treat ED. The only way to get rid of it is to address the underlying cause. Call the Billups Center and schedule a medical consultation today. We take health insurance and offer comprehensive care.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men.
I know I made the wrong choice. I was trying to impress my friends. How I was just as grown up and cool as they were. So I got a CD that will take a long time to mature. Too long. I should have gotten a First Bank CD with my choice of maturity date starting at just 7 months. Make the choice you can live with. Get a CD with great rates and flexible maturity dates from First Bank. Open online at firstbankonline.com/opencd. Member FDIC.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
You've just got to try it. True Tear. And I tried it, and in 10 seconds, I was welling up with tears. I can't believe that little thing worked so well. I am a believer in it because I've tried it myself. You know, what do they say? I'm a member. True Tear. True Tear.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
True Tear.
The Dyke and Fit from Precision Air for your home's heating and air system. No money down and financing starting as low as $89 a month. Call Precision Air, 615-834-3777. Online at precisionairtn.com.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day.
Nice guy. 6:39 here on the Wake Up Crew, and I've noticed one thing about Brian lately. Been drinking a lot of coffee out of that cup. He drinks a lot during
stay
the show.
Well,
yeah.
Stay caffeinated.
Yeah, I mean, you drink a lot during the show.
Well, mornings.
A lot of coffee, we should specify.
Yeah. I mean, it's just run rampant.
Well, you really don't know what's in that cup, actually.
You just sip. Yeah, well, doing this show, I can kind of understand it. It's Friday. Good day. And a great day to wrap up the week with an average right now of 9.7 on jokes this week. Let's go to Brian Barrett.
Well, I was reading my Bible back in Genesis, you know, and ran across the story of Adam.
I'm so nervous.
Do you know what time of the day Adam was born?
No, I don't.
Just a little before Eve.
I'll give him an 8 on that. That was pretty good.
I'll second that.
You've had a good week. evidently that research you did while we were, you know, doing a segment the other day has really paid off for you. So, you know, we've got national news headlines coming up, followed by a local news check with Ron Jordan here on the Wake Up Crew. It's 6:41.
CBS News updates. Iraq is turning up the heat on the United States to get its military forces out. CBS's Cammy McCormick at the Pentagon.
Iraq's prime minister told Secretary of State Pompeo to start formulating plans for a withdrawal of American troops. He wants the U.S. to send a delegation to start working on that. The two spoke by phone last night. The State Department readout of the call doesn't mention these details. The prime minister said additional U.S. troops have entered the country and U.S. drones are flying without Iraq's permission.
Iraq's Grand Ayatollah says the attacks this month show blatant disregard for Iraqi sovereignty, that its people stand to suffer the most from the conflict between the U.S. and Iran. Iran continues to deny downing the Ukraine 737 as claimed by the U.S., Canada, and Britain, indicating the investigation of the crash could take a year, maybe more. U.S. officials have not said what intelligence they have pointing to an Iranian missile. CBS News Update, I'm Gary Nunn.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
Well, last month, the Trial Court Vacancy Commission began accepting applications for the Circuit Court Judge in the 16th Judicial District, which covers Rutherford and Cannon counties. Only two candidates applied by the deadline, leaving the commission unable to provide the governor with the names of three people qualified to fill the vacancy as required by law. Now, the governor can fill the vacancy with any person qualified to serve as a judge of the circuit court in the 16th Judicial District. City officials looking at selling the Murfreesboro Electric Department to Middle Tennessee Electric Membership Corporation for an estimated $250 million. Some Murfreesboro residents say there's not enough transparency in the negotiations, and they would like to see the sale be put in front of voters for approval. City Manager Craig Tindall says the secrecy is being done in order to keep sensitive information private, and there have been public meetings about the sale. The Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival in Manchester will feature Tool, Lizzo, Miley Cyrus, and Tame Impala. The four-day festival opens June 11th. Oysterhead, Jason Isbell, and the 400 Unit, along with Lana Del Rey, are just some of the acts who've promised to show up. A 28-year-old woman found unresponsive Monday night in her vehicle parked at the Kroger on Veterans Parkway. Brittany Rigsby pronounced dead by paramedics at the scene. There were no obvious signs of foul play, but an investigation into the cause of death is underway. Murfreesboro police looking for a prime suspect in a December 22nd theft from Sportsman's Warehouse on North Thompson Lane. Surveillance video shows a man concealing an archery optic and passing all points of sale without paying. He left in a white-colored vehicle. Some images from that video on WGNSradio.com. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio, WGNS.
News is brought to you by the Billups Center, medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
Most men think that ED is an embarrassing issue. ED is really a medical issue and should be treated as such. ED is also a gift. Most people don't get an early warning sign of a heart attack or silently worsening diabetes. For men, ED is often a visual symptom of other underlying medical problems. If you have ED, take the medical approach to treatment. Call the Billups Center today and schedule your appointment. We take health insurance and offer comprehensive care.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
And remember, the last Saturday of every month, all donated items are 30% off the sticker price.
30%?
That's right, 30% off the sticker price, all donated items on the last Saturday of every month.
That's only at the Habitat Restore here in Murfreesboro.
850 Mercury Boulevard.
But don't wait, what you really want may be gone.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
The Murfreesboro Habitat Restore is located at 850 Mercury Boulevard.
Come on over and save.
I'm Peter Demas, inviting you to eat with our family at Demas's Restaurant. Now our salmon comes in fresh and we cut it on premises, so that salmon is out of this world and it's healthy for you as well. And the other one of my favorites that we've added on is the Delmonico steak. It's a 10-ounce portion, so it's not too big, not too small. Just the flavor of it and the tenderness of it is incredible. This is Peter Demas, and I'm inviting your family to come eat with my family at Demas's Restaurant at 1115 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
Power up for spring with the best outdoor power equipment and get free delivery on any zero-turn mower.
Kelton's Hardware and Pet has been Murfreesboro's supplier of professional mowers, chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, and edgers for over 30 years. And we service what we sell. Did we mention our free delivery on zero-turn mowers? Ask about special financing on all zero-turn mowers. Kelton's Hardware and Pet, across from Kohl's on Old Fort Parkway. Kelton'sInc.com.
Hearing Aid and Audiology Services with Dr. Sean Lancaster.
Hearing the television seems to be a big issue for a lot of folks.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
We have devices that send a wireless signal from the television directly into your hearing aids so that you can hear the TV at your volume and everyone else in the room can turn the volume on the TV where they need it.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
With Hearing Aid and Audiology Services, 608 East Clark Boulevard.
It's Man on the Street Newsmakers, presented by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Hi, I'm Shelly Rigsby, and I'm the new branch manager of First National Bank of Murfreesboro. There are great things happening at First National Bank on Mercury Boulevard. We understand each of our customers want confidential banking with convenience, and our goal is to make banking easy with a great customer experience. Let First National Bank be your first choice. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC.
The middle point's down to about 8 years of life.
Jeremy Jernigan, general manager of the Middle Point Landfill.
Trying to get recycling to the forefront. If there's anything we can do, it doesn't matter if it's Middle Point or another landfill across the country, the more that we can pull out, the better off the environment's going to be in general.
Cities growing like crazy, more people equals more trash, and then what are you going to do with it eventually?
That's why we're really focusing on different avenues, and you know, I'm really encouraged by the commissioners and the mayor here in Rutherford County that really have hit this head on trying to find sustainable solutions for all of this. You know, some parts of the country are a little more up to date with recycling than others. There's just so much that goes in landfills that do not have to, and the more knowledge we can get out there, the better off everyone's going to be.
When Middle Point is full and closes, does Republic offer the service we need next?
We have state-of-the-art recycling facilities in Las Vegas, out in California, then Eustis in Plano, Texas. So we're very active in recycling in different parts of the country, composting, a lot of different avenues.
Is recycling easier today?
It can be. We have a website that I would encourage folks to go to, recyclingsimplified.com.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
You know, Middle Point's down to about 8 years of life. You know, some sites fall under a 30-year monitoring plan, some sites fall under a 50-year. So regardless of if the landfill closes in 8 years or not, Republic will be part of this community for many years to come to make sure that it's identified and monitored.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Man, that song rocks, folks. You remember that one?
I do.
What was that, Backstreet Boys?
I believe so. One of those.
Yeah.
These boy bands.
It's got Backstreet Boys in the song. Back Boys Are All Right or something.
Yeah,
like.
Backstreet's Back.
Yeah. Great song. Broadcasting from the Billups Center Studio, medicine that matters to men, online at thebillupscenter.com. Well, that got me fired up. My show's about over, and I'm just now getting fired up. But we've got Brian's.
We've had a great week, though.
Yeah, we've got Brian's hour to enlighten us the rest of the way. Look how enlightened he is right now. Are you like daydreaming? You're daydreaming over there. You really are. Look at
first
him.
He was looking for a joke during today in history.
Yeah,
and now
he's gotten kind of a, I don't know. He's gotten where he doesn't talk as much. Can't complain about that. Anyway, it's time to go down that holiday road.
I'm going to briefly talk about what today's holiday is and then talk about something that I forgot to do at the beginning of the month.
Okay.
Today's Cut Your Energy Cost Day. So if you
turn your lights off. Turn your central heating air down.
Yes. All those things.
Down. It's wintertime.
Yeah.
Do all those things to cut your energy costs. That'll help you out. But it's also Train Your Dog Month. And I meant to do that at the beginning of the month to give what month holiday it is, but I forgot.
I don't like that.
You don't want to
Chipper.
You don't want to train Chip.
I've already trained Chip. Chipper is really
well. Maybe
good.
Teach him a new trick over the course of the rest of January.
I throw him a ball and he doesn't bring it back. He goes and gets it. Then he brings it and about 10 feet from me, he drops the ball. You're supposed to put it in my hand, dog. What am I supposed to do? Give him something? I don't know. I really don't. It's time to focus on the family here on the Wake Up Crew. It's 6:50.
The book of Proverbs says pride comes before the fall. I think that's generally true, but for my older son, it's often literally true. When my boys were younger and learning to ride bikes, Trent got a little too confident too soon. He started letting go of the handlebars and quickly discovered what a bad idea that could be. And I remember telling him somewhat jokingly, "Be careful, pride goes before the fall." He scoffed at me, "Oh, sure, Dad." And then, bam, he hit a bump, the handlebars turned right, and Trent went sailing left. Insult to injury, Trent's younger brother was right there to say, "Yep, Dad, I think you're right." Fast forward a few years, Trent had exchanged his bicycle for a car. He'd only been driving a few months, and again, he was a little too confident. He was bragging to a group of friends that he was the only one in the group without an accident or a ticket. And not long after, he slid through an intersection on a bad weather day and hit somebody. Whether it's a bike, a car, a marriage, or a career, when you're filled with pride, you lose your focus about what's important. You take things for granted. The next thing you know, your life turns one direction and you careen helplessly in another. Stay humble. Recognize that even if you know a lot, you don't know everything. As St. Augustine once said, "Do you plan to build a tower that will pierce the clouds? Then first, lay the foundation of humility." For more to help you thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 4343 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 4343. Enjoy.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:53 here on the Wake Up Crew on this Friday. Yep, we're ready for the weekend. I don't know about y'all. The first hour about wrapping up, too. We've only got a few more minutes, and then we go to CBS News, the longest running newscast ever.
With our good buddy.
With Steve.
Steve Kathan.
Yeah, that's right. And it's time for celebrity birthdays.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
We go back all the way to 1738.
Just yesterday.
Ethan Allen, the American Revolutionary Patriot, was born on this day.
Oh, I thought he had a furniture store. Yeah,
well, he does. There's a furniture store named after him. And 1843, Frank James, Jesse's brother, was born. And, of course, he went on and lived. I think they shot Jesse.
Right.
But he lived a rather long life for a guy that robbed banks.
So he was in that.
Yeah, they were kind of the anti-heroes. There have been a lot of movies about Jesse James, and they make him like he's, you know, a really nice guy, but I don't really think he was. But Frank was the better of the two, I think.
Gotcha.
So kind of his conscience a little bit. And Steve Ambrose, who wrote Band of Brothers, that was in 1936. He was born. And Band of Brothers, they made a big HBO film, Tom Hanks, and, you know. And finally, 1945, Rod Stewart was born.
Wake up, Maggie, I think I got something to say to you. It's late September and I really should.
That was his first big solo hit.
One of my...
Maggie
songs.
Yeah, it's a great one. And that's a look at celebrity birthdays.
Want to remind you, now's your chance to call or text in those local birthdays to us, 615-893-1450, because we're going to give away a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets.
6:55, let's check the weather again here on the Wake Up Crew.
Good morning, guys. We'll see a wind advisory go into effect late tonight. Cloudy for today's showers in the area, mainly towards and into the afternoon. Highs top out near 69 degrees. South winds will be breezy, 10 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, chance for more showers. Storms also possible. Temperatures hold steady for the most part across the region. South-southeast winds will stay breezy, 10 to 20. Higher gusts again possible. And then more showers and storms Saturday. Some of these could be severe. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now it's 60.
A nagging hip, neck pain, back or shoulder tension.
It's better to see a physical therapist to solve the problem early before it becomes a full-blown problem for the person.
Amir, the physical therapist at Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard, next to Nacho's in front of Walmart.
Good morning. Watching traffic volume increase quite a bit out here the last few minutes on 24 now as you head up through the Hickory Hollow area towards Nashville. Just give yourself extra time. It's always a good idea to leave early, head towards Nashville. You never know what could happen. Traffic's starting to pick up on that 41 ramp onto 840. Most of that 840 traffic's headed over towards Franklin and Williamson County. Prince's Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. Check it out at 5814 Olivesville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company. And by now, you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company. We handle everything.
Erectile dysfunction is the check engine light of the male body. It is often a symptom of a larger medical problem. You can ignore it or mask it, but to get peak performance, you must deal with the underlying cause. And if you continue ignoring the warning signs, you do so at your own risk. There's plenty of ways to treat ED. The only way to get rid of it is to address the underlying cause. Call the Billups Center and schedule a medical consultation today. We take health insurance and offer comprehensive care.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men.
Hot and humid weather. Stay ahead of the game with an air conditioning tune-up from Precision Air. A tune-up's an affordable way to ensure your system's ready for the cooling season. Precision Air, celebrating 25 years of service. Call Precision Air, 615-834-3777. Online at precisionairtn.com.
Nova Copy, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert, has changed its name to Novatech to reflect the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Novatech provides businesses with a predictable experience at a predictable expense. Novatech offers free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit novatech.net. That's novatech.net.
The Blue Raider fan source for officially licensed Middle Tennessee gear is Raider Tees. T-shirts, caps, sweats in all sizes, designs, colors, children's to plus sizes. Raider Tees has decals and license plates to show everyone your favorite team. Plus, check out their wide selection of Blue Raider art, jewelry, even golf tee markers. Show your Blue Raider pride with the largest selection of Blue Raider merchandise anywhere by shopping Raider Tees, 910 Ridgely Road, just before the bridge over Broad behind Chewy's.
Don't let hip, neck, or back pain linger. Visit Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard.
You don't want to let a nagging pain become a chronic problem.
Amir, the physical therapist at Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard, next to Nacho's in front of Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, we're wrapping up things here on this Friday, in the first hour anyway. Brian will be back with the second hour. Dalton and I will both be here supporting him. You know, giving him all the support we can. We're broadcasting from the Billups Center studio, medicine that matters to men, online at thebillupscenter.com. And don't forget, you still have time to call or text in your birthdays at 615-893-1450. Birthdays or anniversaries, call or text us, and we'll announce a winner around 8 a.m. One lucky person will receive a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe.
Chief Michael Bowen is today's good neighbor of the day. He works hard to keep the city safe as the Murfreesboro Police Chief, so he's going to receive some flowers from us here at News Radio WGNS and our friends over at Ryan Flowers, Coffee and Gifts.
CBS World News Check coming up for you, brought to you by the Low T Center, 2855 Medical Center Parkway, and by French's.
French's Shoes and Boots, your hometown store for boots, shoes, apparel, and more, is family owned, and you'll always find friendly service with the lowest prices on the best brands.
It makes good sense to shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Well, here comes the news check.
And after the news check, here comes Brian with more of the Wake Up Crew. Stay with us. Don't go anywhere. You can get out of your car if you need to. Yeah.
News Radio, WGNS, Murfreesboro, the voice of Rutherford County, and the flagship station for Blue Raiders sports. The courthouse clock shows it's 7 o'clock.
Denies plane shoot down.
It is too premature to...